Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 30th of December, and I'm recording somewhat later than usual at 11:08 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, another interesting day here in the various different markets, but first let's have a quick look at what happened on Wall Street and the other stock markets. The U.S. market closed with a small gain on the part of the Dow, with the S&P and the NASDAQ down just minimal fractions here overall. A little bit better action in Mexico and Brazil, up sort of half a percent respectively. European stock markets, mostly very small declines and a couple of very small gains, Italy and Spain being the two very small gains. Interesting development in Asia, or several interesting developments in Asia. Now, Japan really has run riot in the TSE 2 index. You know, in recent last few weeks, I've been a little bit concerned that while the Nikkei was right up there, testing its high, I think back in was that the May high, where it had that big downside key day reversal. But the TSE 2 index was lagging slightly behind, and the in my last audio on the 27th, the TSE 2 index was actually just ranging slowly downwards, but it's just blasted higher in the last few days. So we've got all of these major Japanese indices at new highs for the year, and helping that process is the softness of the yen overall. You have some slightly overbought conditions, but I don't think that's a serious factor overall. And Japan is slightly outperforming the S&P in dollar terms as far as the Nikkei 225 index is concerned, and it's up a whopping 56.72% in yen terms. Elsewhere in Asia, we had a quiet day in the China markets, although one related one was strong. Taiwan, that broke upwards to a new high for the year, joining Japan in that move. And in a couple of the relatively depressed ASEAN markets, we saw a little bit better action here, mainly in Indonesia, which is up 1.45%, and it broke a ranging downward trend which had been affecting performance. We also saw further action to the upside in Malaysia, which is the best performing ASEAN market here right now, among the main ones. Okay, what else can we comment on? Government bonds. The yields came back a little bit, so the futures prices were higher, the yields came back, and that 10-year, U.S. 10-year yield slipped back below the 3% level, and so it just fractionally exceeded its September high. You may recall, if you'd been listening to the audio, that I said that I wouldn't be surprised, or I expected it to range around that 3% level for a while, but it came back to 2.98 here today, and I think closed a little bit above that. Now, elsewhere in these markets, the U.S. dollar was easier here, and we've got a firm euro It got back above 138 and is nearly there right now, 137.99 against the US dollar. Now, up above the 138 level, which it's moved on a number of occasions, I think on at least two or three, I think three occasions this year, but then it's fallen back. But it has continued to push upwards, and if I didn't know that it was the Euro chart that I was looking at against the US dollar, and I saw that chart, I would say, well, you've got more rising lows. You got rising lows and sort of flat highs, and that looks like it could actually go higher, which interests me because we've certainly heard comment from, I think, no less than the ECB, European Central Bank, that it does not want a stronger euro, as that would jeopardize the Eurozone's fragile economic recovery. Sterling also a little firmer here, just below the 165 level. Australian dollar a little firmer in here, but not much. It's at 0.8907 against the greenback. And I hadn't looked at that Indonesian rupee here today. Let's just have a look at that. Is that still below the 62 level? Well, it is, but only fractionally, 61.91. And as you know, the central bank is wanting to confine the rupee to the 62 to 60 rupees to the US dollar. And it may be a wee bit of a struggle here for it, but there's not too much upward pressure on the dollar right now. Okay, what else is happening in these currencies? There were some interesting moves. And I'll pick up the industrial metals first, because I've been talking in recent weeks about how they were really starting to firm, and this was a classic late move by these highly cyclical metals. Well, it's quite interesting to see what's actually happened. We had zinc leading lead, but both with strong rallies from the lower side of ranges to clear their highs that were reached earlier this year. Now, that's a very positive development because people had been very bearish of the sector, and I think there were a number of short positions. Well, we've certainly seen some sharp short covering occur in this sector, and also what we have seen over the last few months is that producers have been announcing that they have been cutting back some production, and that was, I think, very necessary here to get a recovery underway, and it certainly does appear to be underway, albeit some short-term overbought conditions would be developing here as well. But the action overall is quite positive, and the most depressed one was aluminium, and that had a big upward dynamic in here today, so that may be signaling a downside failure. And copper, so important, but is basically steady overall, 338 on the US dollar price, and the 3 month LME 3 month position is at 7,382. What else to mention here? Crude oil, about a dollar lower on the WTI and also the Brent, taking them down to 99.33 for WTI and 111.21 for the Brent. Still very much range bound, and some unpleasant developments in the Middle East, as you'll be well aware. And I hope just continue to hope that that doesn't cause any spikes to the upside here at a time when the supply-demand balance is really fairly tight overall. Oh, also cocoa. Among the softs, which were generally weaker in here today, including the grains and beans, but cocoa had a downward dynamic. Cocoa had been a strong outperformer, but it weakened today. Today's downward dynamic reflected a report, I think, on a better crop outlook. And that's pretty much it. Tomorrow, of course, the New Year's Eve day, and we will certainly have some copy and an audio, hopefully released earlier than tonight. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.